Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, October 8th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net, and today, once again, we prepared a message to encourage and instruct in the Bible. Today's message is titled, Perhaps Today. The scripture text is from Matthew 24, 30 and 31, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
At that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other.
The present conflict in Israel is of great interest to many believers. Of course, we should be concerned in the sense of having compassion for a region in the world rife with conflict. There is also a prophetic interest in what is happening in that part of the world.
For the vast majority of the church's history, there was no nation of Israel as a separate political entity. In 70 AD, the Romans destroyed Jerusalem, and the Jewish people were dispersed throughout the world. For nearly 1900 years, the Jewish people, although scattered around the world, amazingly maintained their distinct spiritual identity and continue to do so today. And of course, in the last 60 years, they have once again become a distinct political entity.
The Bible teaches that believers in each generation are to be ready for the great climax to the present age, which will be the promised return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul wrote to the early believers in Philippi of eagerly awaiting our Savior from heaven. That's from Philippians 3:20. Beginning with these New Testament believers and in each generation since, earnest believers have died in their faith and now await this great event from a different perspective. In fact, the Apostle Paul acknowledged this in 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 and following.
Those of us living at this present time keep our faith and expectancy and wonder if we just might be that generation that is living at the coming of the Lord. Some would prefer that we be more emphatic and say, we will be that generation. But our knowledge of the Bible and history indicates that there have been many earnest believers who indeed felt that they were that generation, yet they died a natural physical death.
Two extremes in the study of Bible prophecy need to be guarded against. One is the whatever will be position that hardly expresses the expectant outlook seen in the early New Testament believers. The other is an outlook that seeks to find some prophetic significance in every event, which I believe can lead to what I termed expectation burnout. At any given time in my Christian life, it seems that someone has supposedly unlocked some Bible mystery and made a very specific prediction regarding the return of the Lord. Yet here we remain on October 8, 2009. The daily text is found in the great teaching of Jesus concerning the destruction of Jerusalem, his eventual return, and the end of the age. In our secular, scientific, and materialistic age, this reading is astounding. I believe that it will happen, just like the Bible declares, perhaps today. Let us stay expectant, ready, and faithful.
And let's pray together. Jesus, we look forward with tremendous anticipation to the day that you appear in the clouds with power and great glory as you come to claim your chosen bride, the redeemed and purified. The dead in Christ will arise and be caught up to meet you in the skies as we together exalt and glorify you, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Help us to be faithful and true, and to live in glad expectancy of your unannounced appearing as signs of your coming multiply, revealing to the redeemed that the glorious event is drawing closer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Today, may we live with that outlook. Well, we are again Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, where we place these messages in text form each weekday morning, generally. This is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, October 8th, 2009. We do have some additional materials on our site today, always a couple pictures generally. I say always at least one, I think, for the last several years. Today, a beautiful picture of a pumpkin stand I passed the other day on the Marietta Pike on the way to Lancaster. Also, a picture of my Amish neighbor out doing fall field work. But regarding today's topic, we do have a recommended resource, a booklet from the Radio Bible Class. These are the people that put out the excellent little devotional many of us are familiar with, called Our Daily Bread. And this booklet is titled, What Can We Know About the Second Coming? And it's available in its entirety as an online PDF to read. I actually have another link to a message we wrote a year ago called Are You Ready? Along with a plan of salvation. Always aware there may be somebody reading or listening to our materials who has not received the Lord as their Savior. We want them to do so. Musically today, we recommend two songs. One is a song that had an influence on me, my earliest days, actually my pre-Christian days, by Larry Norman at the time. This is a version by DC Talk, I think, but it's the song I Wish We Had All Been Ready. And then another song came to mind that Brooksine's enjoying lately. We've sang it at church a few times, called Sing to the Lord, which has this line.
Sing to the King.
Sing to the King. For his returning, we watch and we pray. We will be ready the dawn of that day. It's available, both of these, all of these, as a YouTube video if you care to listen.
Let me just add, one of the things that I enjoy about playing and singing this song at church is it's one of the few newer contemporary songs that deal with the Lord's return. So often that's not prominent in our songs that are written today, but this one is, and it especially blesses me.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for our podcast, or whenever you happen to be joining us, which of course is today when you're listening. A theme verse of our ministry is encourage one another daily as long as it's called today. So whenever you're listening to it, we are encouraging, and it's today to you. Blessings now. Stay faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ.